nice to be here. I'm not Carrie. I'm Pete. Carrie asked me to step in on this. We're partners in a project called the Soybean Innovation Lab, and I'm the principal investigator. So this question of soybean adoption in Africa, huge topic, 5 minutes, so that kind of a conflict there of how one might leave you all with some lessons learned. One of my mentors is not that old, but an old soybean breeder, Ken Dashield at IITA. And Ken, early on, he's on our board of directors, talked about the concept of the importance of understanding labor productivity, that being the secret to adoption. And so with that in mind, just kind of hovering in the background, I want to give you a little sense, some data that we have to kind of highlight Ken's point. And I think it's very important with soybean because of its commercial nature. So this is kind of how economists look at such things as adoption of a crop. We see these small holders who are labor constrained, which is Ken's, he's been looking at this for many more years than I have. They're highly risk averse. So they have many pressures on them, feeding families, surviving, and so forth. They have a history and a tradition working with native staples, native starches, principally. So it's really a household economy model, and those of us who work in development, a lot of the work is around this household economy, often women-led. But commercial production is quite different. There's a long list of differences, but risk neutrality, a professional approach to farming sits at the forefront. And soybean is a new technology in terms of requiring a variety of inputs, and may or may not, and this is part of our research mission, is to really try to understand when, where, if, how soybean could be integrated into just smallholder and medium holder production. So it's not a starch. It's a commercial protein crop. There's been a lot of literature about it being a food crop. It's a feed crop. There are food benefits and there are nutritional benefits, of course. So it does a lot of things, but principally it's tied to the rise of poultry consumption in Africa. So great demand there. But it requires inputs, and I'm going to show you some data on this of where inputs work in the tropics and where lack of inputs don't work. These are also new norms of behavior. When you go commercial, this is not just another legume. It's very different. It fits into the household economy differently. Connecting women, we have some work done on cell phone usage and the prevalence of cell phones with men over women. Women are going to struggle without cell phone technology to connect to markets. So there's important differences. So these new norms of production, they are important not only for farmers, but for researchers, for the development community, for policymakers. This is a new, different technology. We think it's a great technology, but it's different. So this is some work, and I've worked for many, many years in the tropics of Brazil before also expanding into African research. And if you look at soybean production, you've got the state of Mato Grosso, which sits in that area of 10 to 15 south latitude on the right, and then some work. We've done some work as well, but this is a little bit older work from 2012 in Ghana. One of the key things, yields are extremely low, and what we're finding repeatedly that yields are extremely low by producers. So you're looking at the first row at 0.6 tons per hectare. But if you look at how the farmers are engaging this, it's low input. Okay, so inputs are only 7% of their cost as opposed to 50% in Mato Grosso. And then operations is labor. It's totally flipped. And so when we look at the bottom line on return to labor, the return that the farmer gets to labor is extremely low. And then you might as well go in and engage a different crop. So this is the nexus of the problem of poor adoption of soy. And this is how we would look at it figuratively at 75%, almost 8 times as much labor being used compared to a technologically intensive application of soybean. And so I leave you with this idea of labor-intensive versus technology-intensive and how we move and make technology available so that smallholders can engage in the soybean revolution that's overtaking the world. So we have a lot of information, contacts, that sort of thing. We'll have questions. And thank you very much.